Okay, hello guys, and welcome back to the Team LRF podcast. It's me, Charlotte, today with you, and we have joining us Mandy from Black Ice Bikinis. So thank you, firstly, hello. Mandy, for joining us. So firstly, I just wanted to, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yes, all good with me. Really excited to have you on the podcast. So just wanted to talk a little bit about, obviously, the company, a little bit of insider knowledge for maybe first timers. Obviously the season is sort of approaching now, the start of the season is approaching, so people will be sort of looking to get their bikinis. So firstly, if you could just sort of give us a little bit of background info about yourself, what got you into the sport, because I know you've competed, and sort of how did Black Ice come about, like what got you into making and designing stage bikinis, because it's quite a niche, isn't it?
very niche. So I kind of got dropped into the bodybuilding world in 2015. I just kind of returned from university in America and was kind of just looking for like a new sport to kind of get into, because I used to be a swimmer and kind of fell into weightlifting. And I ended up getting like a ticket to go watch a qualifier show in Warrington. And kind of from there is when I, you know, thought, should I do it? Should I not do it? Give it a go kind of thing. And then like, obviously getting introduced to posing seminars and, you know, what style bikinis need to go for. So I ended up buying like a secondhand bikini for the figure category, because that was originally what I was planning on doing. And it wasn't very good, the secondhand bikini, like it was quite poorly made. And I was quite surprised at how much I ended up getting conned into paying for one. Considering it was secondhand, I ended up paying like £280, I think. And it was what I would call a level four in my business. And yeah, it just wasn't very well made. And like, I went to uni and studied fashion design and merchandise, and so, and I've been a seamstress all my life, so I just thought I could probably do a little bit better than this. And then ended up changing category, switched to bikini, so obviously that required a different style bikini, and I thought, I'm not paying another £280 for another bikini. I think they must have seen me coming by the way. They're like, oh, we've got a bikini you can have secondhand. I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. So I just was like, nah, not doing it. And ended up making my first bikini, and the guy who I was prepping with had another client competing at the same show, so I ended up making her bikini. And then backstage just started handing out business cards and pretending I was a full-time bikini maker to get clients. Handing my notice in at my job. And from the day I competed, September 20th 2015, I then quit my actual office job and decided to become a bikini maker. So yeah, so by October I was unemployed trying to sell bikinis at the end of the season. But yeah, it just kind of stemmed from there. And then obviously over the years we got better and we got bigger, and yeah, so now I'd like to say we're like the UK's number one bikini company.
I definitely would say you were the first. When I got into looking at competing, you were the first brand that I came across, and I could just tell like that they were a different standard as well, like compared to the other brands I'd seen. Like, not like bashing any other brands, like there's awesome, loads of awesome bikini brands out there and bikini makers, but it just they just stood out to me, and I was like, I'm definitely having my bikini from Black Ice.
That's it. You've had three from us now. Three bikinis.
When I did my first show, actually, the one of the spray tanners was like, is your bikini Black Ice? Like, she could just tell like by how it was made. And I love
always my vision, because obviously I personally hate swings, like not swing tags, you know, like the tags you get in clothing, like the wash care instructions and stuff like that. I despise them. Like, I literally cut them out all of my tags. So I don't particularly like, I know other companies like to put the tags in because it's brand recognition, but I personally do not like tags. I find them itchy. So like, I was like, well, if I don't like them, why the hell would I put them in my bikinis for my clients? And then obviously, so I wanted my bikinis to be recognizable from an outside standpoint. Like, I wanted people to be on stage and be like, and people in the audience be go, oh my gosh, she's wearing a Black Ice bikini. And that was what I always wanted. So even though we have like lots of workers working for Black Ice who work on it, like I barely even touch the bikinis now. I kind of just manage. But I wanted all the training that we do with the staff throughout the year is to ensure that no matter who works on whose bikini, it is to the Black Ice standard, which is what, you know, we spent a few years really focusing on. And I feel like as of last year, we really got there with that. Like, every time a bikini comes to the shop, or if I need to like pull up somebody's account. I keep track of obviously who sews it, who's decorated, that kind of thing, but I can never tell by looking at it who's done what work, which is exactly what I wanted, because obviously that means we're all working to the same standard. So yeah, that's what I really wanted for the brand, and I'm glad we finally got there.
Yeah, I think that definitely does stand out. So I wanted to just touch on a little bit of like what you think the fundamental like things are like that go into picking the right bikini for the right person. Because if you've never had a stage bikini before, obviously it's your first show, it's a big thing, it's a big deal, and it's obviously a little bit overwhelming. Like there's different when you start looking at the different options that are available, different bottoms, different bra tops, different like connectors, there's just so much like that goes into it. Specifically, like what there just might be people who are listening who are first timers, bikini or figure athletes, like what would you say is what you tend to think are or look into when picking a bikini for someone, or if someone comes to like you to a shop?
So I think the first and foremost for me, because like before when I've just been a bikini maker, like obviously there's loads of things that I would look out for. Now I do judging as well, and it's kind of given me a different perspective on like what to look for as well, which I'm kind of glad I've started doing that, because now I can relay back that to my clients. But the first and foremost important thing I think above anything else is fit. So I don't care personally in judging whether somebody steps on stage in like a very minimal decorated bikini or a very blingy full out level 4 bikini. Like that doesn't really have any impact on me whatsoever, but the fit of the bikini does. So for instance, if you are flat chested and walking out in a double D cup, that is so off putting for me, because
and then nips are out.
That's exactly it. So like I always say to people, if your bikini looks like it's a donut sat on top of your chest, i.e. you've padded it so much that the cup sits away from the chest on side pose and you can actually see the lining of the padding, that is not okay. Like that is not made for your body. And if it is made for your body, then you've over padded it and it's not necessary. Like it doesn't matter if you have the smallest boobs or the biggest boobs, as long as you have a top that sits flush against your chest, I'm not judging your cleavage. I do not care. I mean, Charlotte, you know what size you are, like it's never impacted your scoring. It's just not necessary. That's like one thing, especially like nip slip. If you oversize your cup and do side pose, is the giveaway of all giveaways. Yeah. So front pose, you could look amazing. And in photos, you could look amazing. But as soon as you hit that side pose, and you have to remember the judges are sat to a different angle than everyone. So it's like,
so if there is something gaping, then it's a bit like,
if I can see nipple on stage, all I'm thinking is, oh my God, girl, like tie that top tighter or something. Like I'm not actually like
looking at the
I can't focus. Yeah, I can't focus. Same if you haven't done your bra straps tight enough on figure or something. In some categories with other federations, you have to put your hands over your head. So if you're putting your arms up above your head and you've not done your back straps tight enough, and now I'm seeing underboob again, I'm just like, why did you not practice in your bikini getting on? So fit is the most important, I think, aspect of anything. So if it's your first time, regardless of the hue you go to as a bikini maker, I strongly advise an online consult if it's too far to travel, or an in-face person fitting, so the bikini maker can size you up perfectly. Even if it's a video consult, you can measure together. Like how we do it is that we measure the client's breasts with measuring tape, and then we measure our cups. We know our size and our cups. We don't actually have to measure our cups, but we basically measure the client's breasts on camera together and then see which size cup that would then fit, rather than letting the client guess. Same with the knickers, we get all the body measurements together and go, and then it gives the bikini maker a visual of what you look like as a person. Because sometimes if you order online and you just guess in and you don't read the bikini maker's instructions on the website of how to measure correctly, like one of our measurements we require is the crotch depth measurement, and that is a measurement from the top of the pubic area through the legs to the top of the bum crack, and that is essentially the length of your knicker. We get some girls just assuming they know what crotch depth is, or going on Google and Google's crotch depth measurement might be a completely different definition, and they're submitting measurements that are like 10 inches shorter than what we would expect
normally to
see. So it's just use your common sense. If a bikini maker is asking for a specific set of measurements, chances are you'll find how to take those measurements on that person's website. If you're not willing to travel or book a fit in, then just make sure you use all the resources available from the specific bikini maker to ensure that you order correctly, because fit is by far the most important thing for me.
Yeah.
After that, you know, it's just making sure that you wear the right style bikini for your chosen category and federation. For example, Two Bros, if you're a bikini, you must wear a triangle style top with connector bottoms and a small glute coverage. And for bikini category, they like a scoop front. And for wellness, you know, you can have scoop, you can have V, it doesn't matter. But that is the chosen style bikini for Two Bros and IFBB. PCA, very versatile, same with UK, DFBA, Next Fitness Model UK, FitX, whatever. There's loads that are very versatile. So if you, for instance, plan to get on stage with PCA, Next Fitness Model UK, and Two Bros being the strictest federation, and you only want to wear one bikini for all three, you would dress yourself Two Bros and wear the same bikini for the flexible federations.
Yeah.
So
I've
seen
that you do offer like the different bottoms as well, though. Like I've seen some people, you'll make a matching ones without connectors if people want that for PCA, which is really cool. And all the other federations that are a little bit less strict with the rules.
Okay.
Don't worry. Got a bad cough.
There we go. Yeah, so like you can get one bra, two bottoms. Some people like to mix up, you know, for social media content, and it's just like fit. Like sometimes they might really love the V front style because the fabric knickers sit higher than the connector style. Connector style sit along the oblique line. The fabric ones you can get almost up to the true waistline. So some people prefer the V cut style, but they have to wear the connector style for Two Bros. So what they'll do is they'll order themselves two pairs of bottoms. So for their versatile federations, they can wear the style they want. And then for Two Bros, they'll go in with that one. Sarah. All right, a little tickle today. Yeah.
So with regards, I know you've said that to you, you don't, when you're judging someone, you don't look at the level of the bikini. No. You don't say that that has any kind of impact at all. Like, no.
No, not at all. Like, I just think like, yeah, it helps. It's nice. No, I don't look at it at all. Like, basically, I think it's nice. It makes people feel confident. It's the glitz and the glam. You've been slugging it out for 16, 20 weeks, whatever long your prep is. It's the day where you get to have the gorgeous hair, the gorgeous makeup.
Yeah.
Of course, you want the gorgeous bikini to match. So I think, like, obviously, if you want to go, for instance, the level 4 full bling, yeah, why not? But it has no effect in terms of judging.
Yeah.
For instance, if two girls got on stage, and I mean, no one has the same physique, let's be real, in bodybuilding, but in a realistic, like in a non-realistic world, if two girls got on stage in the same hair, same makeup, same exact figure, everything down to the T, but the two bikinis were different, I still don't think I would.
Would make the difference.
You know?
Yeah.
It just doesn't matter. Like, I think it's go with your budget and your personality. If you are a blingy girl and you want to go full bling and you've got the money to support it, then buy, go for it. Like, obviously, but at the end of the day, if you're just competing to give it a go, or you don't know if you like even like competing and this is your first time and you just like want to dip your toe in the water, start off maybe with a level 1, level 2 bikini, because imagine you spend all this money on it and you really, really didn't enjoy the experience or what have you. And then obviously you could, it's the difference between having like, you know, a £200 to £300 bikini sitting at home never getting used, or you know, a £400 bikini. It's one of those, like, I just don't think it really matters. I think it's down to the person and the person wearing it. Obviously, like, you want to make sure you feel your best. If that means that you want to go level 4, then by all means go level 4. Obviously 90% of our clients go level 4. It's the industry, it's the industry we're in,
isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I always think it's like being on the Victoria's Secret fashion stage, when in real life, is it normal to walk around on a catwalk, essentially, in a gorgeous blingy bikini? So if you want to go all out, this is the time to do it.
That's the time,
But in the same kind of mindset, like, obviously, if you want to be a bit more reserved, it's your first show, so do what you want. And then if you do get a taste for it, you can always send your bikini back and get it added crystals on or something like that.
That's
like,
obviously, that's not something
we do a level up service, but a lot of our like our level one, level two girls will send their, like, get a level two for qualifier, for example, and then send it back for finals.
Oh wow, that's a really good idea.
Yeah, so we've done that. So yeah, we do that quite frequently. So like what they'll do is they'll get like a level two like Ringo, where it's just like a little bit of a cluster around the bus line for the qualifiers, and they'll do a few qualifiers, and then they finally get to British finals or whatever, and then they'll just send their bikini back to us and then be like, right, go nuts,
yeah,
level four, and we'll add like a completely different color in there, or change it to an ombre, and
then it's, you know, just they've got a freshen up as well, like,
so yeah, and it's only £60 a level. So if you go from a level two to a level four, it's £120.
Yeah.
I think that, don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure it's £120. I don't even know my own pricing, but yeah, I'm pretty sure it's £120. And yeah, and you've just essentially got a brand new bikini for a fraction of the cost.
that's a really good idea, isn't it? Because especially like you said, if it is your first show and you're just doing your first show, you might not know if you will go on to finals
It will blindside you how expensive your first show will cost.
Yeah.
Because you are having to get everything fresh. So you're having to get your shoes, your coaching, all your supplements, everything is bang out fresh off the mark. Like once you've done your first show, you then already got your bikini, you've already got your shoes, you've probably already got all your base tan and stuff like that, which will last you a few shows. So you collect stuff obviously as you go along. But I do say, like, depending obviously if you then go for the coaching and all the stuff, like it can cost you like thousands.
I feel like you're
definitely going over the £1,000 mark, which is like intimidating and all.
Yeah. So
this is why I say, if you're going to commit to the things that are important. Like for instance, a great thing to be doing is, if you are creative enough and you're, you know, brave enough, obviously, get a plain bikini that is made for you and decorate it yourself.
Yeah.
Like I always get a bit nervous. I never really advise going down the secondhand bikini route. I would say
it's not made for you, like, so
it is, unless you fall into the average. So like for instance, our quick ship bikinis, like they're made, obviously we got 6 years of data, they're made to our average bikini girl measurements, because we know what 90% of our clients coming at. So like if you're a seasoned competitor, then you might do, like, you might obviously for instance, you're 5'7", is that correct? 5'8". Yep, you're 5'8". Your hip bone comes in slap bang in our average hip bone measurement, and you know your cup size that you are with us. So you could easily every single time shop our quick ship range, knowing that you would go with the sweetheart cup size that you are, because they would always fit you. But if you've never competed before, you don't really know what your measurements are going to come in at. So I always think, like, if you're going to go down the secondhand route, you really need to know. I always say secondhand bikinis are probably better for somebody who's maybe not a first timer. As a first timer, I just think if you are trying to cut corners cost wise, don't be cutting the one thing that is the most visible on show day, which is the bikini.
Yeah.
Like same with tan as well. Like I think sometimes just you're doing the base tan yourself, maybe, but paying for the professional tan. Like I didn't, my very first show, I got told by someone, what tan did I use? I can't even remember. Dark as, I think. Use dark as tan. Somebody told me that. So this is what I mean. I was a first time, a complete novice, and somebody told me to. There was a bodybuilding tan called dark tan, dark as or something, and I was like, okay, sweet. So I went and got that tan and did it myself to save £40, and I was a different color to every single girl on stage.
That's the thing that scares me, is standing out for being like, with regards to tan,
the wrong,
really the wrong color compared to everyone else. So that always scares me with doing that.
Yeah. And then the same, like, I can only speak from a PCA standpoint, because obviously that's who I compete with. But obviously, like, it's also wearing the correct style of bikini. And I obviously know for two roles. So for instance, if you're in the bikini category and you walk out in full fabric knickers, you're wearing the wrong style knicker.
Yeah.
It may not state in the rules, but it's obviously like you don't want to be in the lineup in the wrong bikini. Same with PCA. Yeah. Like it doesn't state in the rules. You can technically wear whatever bikini you wear. But for instance, if you're competing in, say, WBFF, Miami Pro or Pure Elite, which obviously they love the couture, you know, full
shoulder-y
out, like,
bits,
yeah. Like. Or, you know, that those bikinis are really, really good for WBFF. I call, not that they're pageant style, but I call them, in comparison to what bikinis I do, I call those the pageant couture style bikinis.
Yeah.
PCA, personally, like, we don't have a rule about what bikini you can get on stage, just as long as you're wearing a two-piece or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But we are a bodybuilding federation. We're not really a pageant-y style federation. Yeah. We don't do like the wings or the theme rounds. Yeah, so yeah, if you're wearing, you know, arm chokers and neck things, that like you're in the wrong style bikini, yeah, you're not going to get disqualified, and you're not going to really get, but it's off-putting. I'm trying to judge your physique and you're in the wrong style bikini. And it's like, so it's always just making sure that you know what you should be wearing for which federation as well. Yeah. And just kind of like, you know, if you're unsure, ask. So there's enough people out there to ask.
For sure, yeah. Yeah. You're one of the first, that I know of anyway, bikini companies to have a shop that you can go to for fitting. So what made you want to go to the high street and have a shop front and have, obviously, I assume it was to be able to have that fittings environment for the customers?
So, I mean, we've always offered in-house fittings. So obviously, like, as the business grew, we've gone from, like, obviously I had my house, I was using that, the back extension. Mm-hmm. That was where I originally started doing it all. And then it was seeing the girls' faces rocking up to my house, assuming that they thought they were coming to like a location. So when they were pulling onto a housing estate rather than like a business front kind of thing, it was a bit like, they didn't say it, like they weren't rude or anything like that, but you could tell, like, oh, I didn't realize I was going to my house to stay, be driving around for 15 minutes, like, you know, that kind of aspect. Yeah. And I was like, I really, like, if I'm going to make this successful, it really needs to be a business. So then I was like, so then I rented a room in a hairdresser's and was offering fittings in there, but again, it was quite a small room. I was trying to manage the business and do fittings in there. It wasn't very like big, so I knew I wanted an actual premises. Now I know, like, obviously some of the other bikini makers, they have studios where obviously they offer fittings, but I just kind of wanted to take it to like a shopfront aspect and like kind of give the client the experience of, you know, they're coming shopping for a bikini.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the experience I wanted to give them. And like the property that I'm in now just kind of fell at my feet, really. Like it's from my hometown. I kind of just like stumbled across it on my Rightmove at the time. And opposite the post office, so it's easy for me to get all the girls' bikinis out, and then it's right by the train station, the bus station, and everything like that. So yeah, it kind of just took it to a whole new level when I opened this shop. And like, it really does now feel like they're getting the shopping experience. Like, there's a waiting bench for when we've got back-to-back days, and they can view the pre-made bikinis on the wall for inspiration and stuff. So yeah, that's kind of how I imagine, like, if you're dropping that kind of money on a bikini, I wanted to give them the shopping day experience. And even though they might not know what the bikini will look like at the end, because they're picking everything from scratch, like these behind me here are all the crystals and stuff. So, but they can have a visual when they walk in of what to expect. And that's kind of what I wanted for my clients.
Yeah. Yeah. It's obviously nice for them and reassuring as well to meet you in person, or not necessarily, but meet a bikini designer in person and go over what their views and thoughts might be. Because I know that, like I said at the start, it's super overwhelming if you don't know what color to go for, and what, like, you might not even know the different things that are offered in terms of the gems, the colors, the fabrics, and what a connector even is. So
there's just so much to it as well. Like, it's a bikini at the end of the day. It's like, it's a two-piece, but obviously the ins and outs of it all and stuff like that. But
yeah,
it's just, yeah, it can be overwhelming, and I can't imagine dropping that much money and having no clue what you're spending it on. So yeah, the whole point is to ask questions, read all the information that's available on the website. If you wonder, if you're ever unsure, especially, like, I'm pretty sure, like, I know Georgia has the information, Georgia Rose Bikinis, I have the information, pretty sure Susie does at Miss Bikini Fitness, so I feel like all our websites are loaded with the information as to what to wear for what federation, what to wear for your style, your body shape and breast size and all that sort of stuff. So just go on your chosen bikini maker's website, and if the information is not on the website, then ask the bikini maker directly, because we are there to guide you. That's our job. Like, we made the bikini, so our job is to make sure that you're in the correct bikini. So, and as well, you have to remember that the federations do not update their rules frequently, so where they might have said thong backs are not allowed, they may be referring to g-string. Because if you look at the two bros back, it is practically a wide thong. But it does state that they're not allowed thong backs now. What somebody may call a thong is what they might actually be referring to as a g-string. So yeah, they might say no thong backs, i.e. don't wear a g-string, but if you got in there on stage in a full brief, you'd be the odd one out.
The only one, same yeah.
As, I'm pretty sure it also states you must wear a V front. Now, the amount of times we get girls messaging us saying, hi, I've ordered connector bottoms, but the website says that I should wear a V front. Now, I'm pretty sure what they mean by V front is that the front panel must sit lower than the side straps. And that's what they refer to as a V. So basically, not a high-waisted or straight-across low-rise knicker. What they mean is that the side strap should sit higher than the front panel. But obviously, reading that to us, that would sound like a V-front fabric knicker. But obviously, you know that's not allowed. So just be careful with the rules on the website. If, for instance, when Two Bros first started, I started messaging anybody I knew was associated with that federation to get my clients like bikinis correct. So I was like, what is allowed? Same with Suki set up Next Fitness Model UK. I still message him asking him if thong backs are allowed in figure or not. Like, because I always forget, but I always make sure that I know the rules prior. So if somebody orders something that I don't think is correct, I'll contact the federation and just be sure. So we're all putting in that extra work to make sure that you're not going to end up in the wrong bikini on the stage.
Yeah, totally. And like, I've had times where I've messaged you guys on Instagram and like sent you like different crystals that I'm looking at. And I've been like, what do you think? And you've given me your feedback and stuff. And yeah, it's just always a really good service. And although I've never not actually come to the shop, my bikinis are like always exactly how I wanted them, exactly how I've imagined them, and they fit me like perfectly. Like we were talking about fit and everything, that's never an issue with me. Like I have had clients or people asking me, oh, have you been to the fitting, do you go to the shop front? Obviously I'm literally right at the bottom of the country.
Yeah, I mean
closer to France than I am to you.
Yeah, if it's too far to travel to whoever you decide to go to,
have the here's the thing that
yeah 100% have the online consultation if it's your first time, because I'll tell you now, if you're staying in the bikini category, so for instance, you decide to compete with bikini and you're staying in the bikini category, chances are your measurements will never really fluctuate that much to affect the fit of your bikini unless A, you go get a boob job and your cup size changes or you change category. So if you change category, consider that first time competing again, you need to get refit. But if you are competing in bikini, come and get fitted or have an online consultation at least once, and then you know your sizing. That's the big thing. Two, if you're not too far to travel, but it's a little bit far and you're like, shouldn't I go? Go for the fitting and then don't go for the collection.
Yeah.
So I say that. So if anything's more important, the fitting's more important, whether that's online or in person. But once you've been fitted once, unless you're changing category, you shouldn't be needed to fit again, because then you can just minor tweaks. Oh, my glutes have grown half an inch this year. But the hip bone is the most important. It's the pelvis measurement, and that's the measurement that we Nicola
closer to the shoulder.
Yeah, that one. I mean, as a woman, that's where we store fat around our ovaries. That's where our hips are for bearing children.
Yeah.
So really, it doesn't drop that much in relation to your height, which is why 9 times out of 10 we can make a bikini fit the average bikini girl.
Yeah.
So if, for instance,
where you want it to height, fit. Like it's where the fit is so important as well.
Yeah,
that's talked about the top, but like if it's too tight there or too loose, obviously if it's too loose,
it'll ride down, it'll slide down as you're walking. And if it's too tight, you won't get the height and you won't get the side straps higher than the front panel. So obviously it's just important. But I'll tell you now, any girl between 5'4" and 5'7" of average measurement will probably have a hip bone measurement between 32.5 and 34.5. on show day.
She knows the statistics.
And I know for a fact
that
your hip bone measurement is never more than 3 inches different from your glute measurement. So if you measure your glutes by this point and they're coming in at 39, and then you measure your hip bone and they're coming in at 34, chances are you've measured too high towards your waist. Remeasure. Yeah. And that is, it's simple, like body genetics, like of females. Like we just know it. So obviously that's why, even though we don't need all the measurements to make your bikini, we ask for them all, because then it makes so if, for instance, if we got your glutes if we get your glutes widest part, you know where you are the biggest on your bum, so we know that measurement's going to be correct. So then if the other measurements there's too much of a gap, then we know you've measured probably too close to your waist versus your hips and that kind of thing. So but like I said, the fitting is the most important. Color, like I would just say choose whatever color you want to wear. It really doesn't matter. I think once you get down to it, like if it's your first time competing, realistically, you yeah, you might be amazing, you might be phenomenal, but 90% of first timers, it's your first time.
Yeah.
Like, so don't put too much pressure on yourself.
Yeah.
There's 10% of girls out there who have been training for years and have only just committed to competing and might smash it their first year.
Yeah.
But chances are 90% of girls first time competing, they're dipping the toe in the water.
Exactly.
And they just want to have a go. So really don't put too much expectations on yourself. And I always say, just wear what you want to wear color wise, because one, you know what suits you best and what color
yeah.
makes you feel most confident. Two, it's your first time, maybe your last time. So when you look back at stage photos 10 years from now, do you want to be in a color that somebody else chose for you?
Yeah.
And yeah, that's kind of like the main thing. Like, so for instance, if you love wearing green and your coach turns around to you and is like, no, wear red, but you hate wearing red, tell your coach to like do one, really, because you might not know your coach in 6 months from now.
Yeah.
Like, so just don't listen to
it.
Me
will come, it will come don't. Across on stage, like, if you don't feel confident in it as well, like,
yeah.
100%. So that's what I tend to say when, if people will ask me for like my advice, is what colors do you tend to wear day to day that you know you feel comfortable
with? Exactly.
You
know, look in your wardrobe. If
yeah.
it's black, wear black.
Yeah.
If it's white, wear white. I would say don't wear brown. I feel like brown is not a safe color, but I love wearing brown. I'm wearing brown right now. I love wearing brown, but I wouldn't wear brown on stage. Might wear
no, you'd
off,
just
maybe.
Be blending but, with the tan.
Yeah. So, yeah, I would say brown and gray are probably not the two yeah. stage colors. But other than that, yeah, go nuts. Just don't, obviously, I just think wear what you want to wear for your first time. If
yeah.
you then decide to take competing seriously, then we all know that Two Bros IFBB like a brighter bikini color. So obviously then, you know, right, well, if I'm going to make a career compete with Two Bros, then I need to kind of stay in this region of colors.
Yeah,
if like, yeah, like PCA backdrop is like a dark navy. So navy probably, you know, unless you're going to put really blingy kind of whitish crystals on to brighten it up, like, you don't want to be blending in with the curtains
into
in the background.
The back.
Yeah. Yeah. So just think about who you're competing with. Great one is BMBF. Do not like a lot of fuss. So feel free to knock yourself down a few levels, level one, level two. Same with, yeah, it's just kind of like those kind of things. Like, so less is more with BMBF. Just think about who you compete with, what backdrop the wear like is. So Two Bros backdrop, I'm pretty sure, is a blackish kind of poster board.
Generally, yeah. Generally, it's black. Sometimes
yeah.
it depends who's sponsoring that show, what the backdrop
yeah.
will be. But generally, it'll be black, usually.
So, I mean, blondes look kind of great in black. But obviously, like, if you're going to have a black backdrop and a black bikini, you know, you got to try and make it stand out
yeah.
somehow. So it's just kind of like, work with the federation
yeah.
and just be smart about your choices. But
yeah.
most of all, first time is a special art. Choose yourself. Just don't listen to anyone. Just choose yourself.
Yeah, something that you like.
Mm-hmm.
That is true. So where do you see Black Ice going? What are your plans for the future? Obviously, you've got your shop front now, which, how long has the shop been open for now?
what year are we in?
2022.
I feel like I opened it March 2019. So that's 1, 2. So 3 years?
Yeah.
3 years. It feels like forever. I genuinely
yeah.
like, don't know anything. When people talk about orders, I only know, I remember orders from being in the shop, like anything before that. And just like,
before then it's gone.
Remember.
Yeah.
yeah. It's just, I just feel like business started when I was in the shop in my head.
Yeah.
yeah so I think it'll be 3 years in March. So yeah, I don't know. Like, I feel like Black Ice will still be around. I want to obviously keep growing it. I kind of love the level I'm at right now. And I kind of like, I am an ambitious person, but sometimes I'm kind of like, I mean, I have to be, I've just had a baby as well. So
yeah.
like my plans to expand and grow and be like a phenomenal writer, like, I'm not at that place. Like, I've got my business last year was like a year where I wanted to get it to a point, and I'm at that point now, and I'm
yeah.
quite happy to stay here for a little bit. So in terms of like my plans is just to maintain the level that I'm at right now. I've got like an amazing amount of clients. Like, I think we do average 250. I've had average 250 the past 2 years. So if I can get to the 300 mark, I'd be really, really happy.
Yeah.
Got a good staff behind me. Like, there's 2 seamstresses, got about 7 decorators plus myself, and a pattern cutter. So like, I feel like I've got good staff numbers, and I've got, you know, good turnover, and I'm kind of like really happy with where we are. In the future, I don't know, my personal goals like change all the time. Like I feel like I want to do a little bit more outside of bodybuilding, like I want to go back into dressmaking and stuff like that. So whether or not my face will still be around here in 10 years time is beyond me, but I feel like Black Ice itself will always be here. I had all these aspirations for international.
And then I realized I was just going to ask you, like, how much international, like,
we get quite a few international clients, and they're amazing and everything like that. But when what I've experienced over the years, especially like from an athlete standpoint, working with internationals is actually quite difficult. And I actually really love having a UK team. And I actually I'm very content with being one of the biggest in the UK.
Yeah.
I used to have aspirations about opening like maybe a US Black Eyes, but quite frankly, like I think you have to make a lot of mistakes to realize actually that would probably be the worst idea in the world for me. Like I could not be bothered with all the drama.
To be so happy and content with where you're at right
now. Yeah, honestly, like I just think like, it's always, chase your dreams, like woo, all that kind of jazz and stuff like that. But really, like I've worked 6 years now on Black Eyes, and I'm at a point where I'm just proper happy with where we are.
Awesome.
And if I stay in this lane for the next 10 years, I still think I'd be happy.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think, being that proper, like, driven 20-year-old, something-year-old, like, wanting to take it even further every single year, like, doing that. But, like, now I'm kind of just, like, I love my clients. I love my UK clients.
Yeah.
And I love my UK team. I just love everything. And I just think I'm very happy with where Black Eyes is. And I hope that it just doesn't get, like, worse for Black Eyes. As long as this is the very bottom of where we sit.
Yeah.
And it only goes either at this level or up, I'm happy. Like I wouldn't want to obviously like see Black Eyes crumbling anyway. That would be awful, because obviously we've worked so hard to get to this point. That's what I mean. Like I just hope, like obviously, but you have to be realistic. Like obviously there's been some bikini makers who were massive 2 years ago who were like, I don't know what they're doing now. Like obviously COVID was really scary for everyone, especially with all the show. So the fact I'm just, this is what I mean, I think COVID really kind of made me realize like how grateful I am that we're still here. And then obviously like I'm planning a family, like obviously like I've just had my first, like I want to continue to grow my family. So I really kind of just want to maintain that whilst I do my own personal goals and then keep Black Eyes at the same level, and then maybe after I've done all my personal stuff and like can re-look back at growing my business, we'll see where we go from there. But we're in Manchester, middle location for everyone, near enough.
Yeah.
You know, a great spot. I don't really need to open a second branch anywhere. Like, I'll just be fluttering between the two all the time.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. And I've got a good group of girls on the team now who can, like, do all my marketing and supporting me for me on social media. So, yeah, I'm at a very good place. So, as crappy of an answer that is,
It's like, good to be happy with where you're at. So
I'm just, normally I'm always like, oh, in 5 years time I want to be doing this, but really in 5 years time if I'm sat in this chair talking to you, I'll be very happy.
Cool. Thank you so much for coming on, it's been a proper pleasure, and like
you're really welcome.
To find out a little bit more about Black Ice and your views, especially from a bikini maker and a judging perspective as well. And I'm sure that people will definitely find this interesting and take something away from it. I can't wait to come and see you and get my design sorted.
I know, and I'm sorry for the sniffles and everything.
Oh, don't be silly.
I've been fine all week, and then of course the morning of I don't know if like you're putting the actual video on or just like the actual sound, but the amount of times while Charlotte was talking and I've been muting the camera, muting the microphone.
No one will know.
It's been ridiculous. That's fine. Then yeah, I've literally been muting it like every time Charlotte opened up, I was just like pressing the mute button, coughing. It was so lovely talking to you. And really good luck. Best of luck for all your clients as well, because I know you smashed it in the coaching department. So yeah, best of luck.
Thank you so much.